Welcome to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris. Find out how you can take your next drastic step, whether personally, professionally, or financially. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios. Now here's your host, Tony Harris.
Well, hello everyone. This is Eric S. Upchurch filling in for Tony Harris, who is in Vermont, changing lives in Vermont. I'm happy to be with you here on this morning. We have a couple of wonderful guests that are going to help us deal with our topic for today. And what is our topic, you ask? You want to know, don't you? Yes, you do. Well, this is the Drastic Steps show, and of course, we're going to be talking about drastic steps of expression. Drastic steps of expression. You know, we all, of course, are alive and attempting to do well. And many a times we have an opportunity to not only improve ourselves financially, we work out to improve ourselves physically, but there is an element that is very necessary in improving ourselves spiritually and emotionally. And do you know what that is? Yes, you guessed it. It's expressing yourself. Let me ask you this. Have you ever dealt with anyone, whether it be in a corporate situation or a familial situation, where, hey, they got on your last nerves and you really needed to express yourself? Perhaps there was a problem, you couldn't. Well, when we're not allowed to accurately express what we're feeling, it begins to affect us physically. In fact, what many of you may not know is that the human body consists of many different intelligence centers. I'll say that again. The human body consists of many different intelligence centers, which means you've got a brain in your head, but also located about your gut. You've got another central system that deals with what you feel and then takes those emotions and can affect you physically because of what you're feeling emotionally. Have you ever broken up with someone? You were in love, and you broke up with them, and the next thing you know, you couldn't eat. Or perhaps something happened at work, there was a mistake, and it affected you so much that you lost your appetite. But what happened was your emotional stability went haywire, and your emotions affected your physical body. What's necessary in a moment like that is you must express yourself. Well, not only is expressing yourself very important for your physical health, for maintaining your health, for maintaining relationships, but you taking drastic steps to speak what you truly feel and what you truly think about any given situation is also necessary in business. It's necessary in you being able to maintain a level of integrity. It's also necessary in you being able to create the necessary things you need in your life, such as we have someone that we're going to be talking with very soon who is creative. And I'm pretty sure that this person's going to let us know how it feels to create something and have a creation out there that is an expression of you. All of us are living in this world, and you know what our number one need is? We have a need to tell the world exactly who we are. We don't want to be this figure of gray running throughout life, never expressing ourselves, no one never knowing who we are. We want that need to be met. So there is a huge need and huge benefits from us being able to express ourselves. Now, give me just a moment to talk about needs just a little bit more. Many of you may have heard of someone called Maslow, okay? This guy, he is a noted psychologist, and he discovered that there is a pyramid of needs. In other words, there's a pyramid of needs that crescendos at the top to the highest need, and then, of course, at the bottom is the basic needs of our lives. So let's run through them quickly and talk about the needs that we all have. First of all, we have a need to be able to provide for ourselves. I mentioned the job earlier. I mentioned business things earlier. We all have a need to provide for ourselves, to keep a roof over our heads, also as well to be able to put food on the table, provide for our families, and, of course, live. Well, we're all trying to do that. Sometimes it's a struggle. But in meeting that need, there's also an additional need of being able to protect ourselves. So you go from the base of providing your own basic needs, food, clothing, shelter. You go to the next tier of the pyramid, which is to be able to protect yourself. Okay, now just follow along with me here because we're going up stair steps. Once you're able to provide for yourself and once you're able to protect yourself, you go to the next level of going beyond your own immediate needs and being able to share yourself, share your talents and your skills with others. Once you're comfortable with sharing yourself, okay, then you're able to tell the world, you're able to identify yourself, which is also a major need, to identify yourself and to tell the world exactly who you are. This is one of the higher needs on the top of the pyramid that we all share. The ability for you to identify yourself, express yourself, reveal yourself to the world, but to do it with a boldness, to do it with a confidence that says, not only am I comfortable with who I am, but I'm so positive with who I am that I'm going to share who I am with the world. In other words, I've got something good to share. I've got something that will help. I've got something that will heal. And so I want to share and identify myself and let the world know, hey, here's some intimacy for you. Here's what I've been through in life. And you know what? Because I've been through this, you can also go through the same thing and you can become better. At the very top of the pyramid, okay, there is the ability for us to prove ourselves or demonstrate those things that we truly are. But what does all this mean? I know I've said a lot, but what does all this mean? It means very plainly that as we go from the base levels of our own needs, we're moving ever higher to levels of greater and greater expression. The more you leave the base of providing for yourself, protecting yourself, sharing yourself, you begin to reach the world and touch the world with who you are. This helps those that hear you. This helps those that see you and that are learning from you. And simply put, it's your ability to express yourself. But there's something that you need. There's something that everyone needs in order to express themselves and even to take a drastic step in expressing themselves. Do you know what you need? Do you know what that is? I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. What everyone needs is the ability to trust themselves. If you don't have the ability to trust yourself, all of your building, all of your preparing, all of your sharing, all of your identifying is hindered because you're not comfortable with the product. You're not comfortable with who you are. So you must trust yourself and speak your story to the world. And as I mentioned before, there are benefits that are physical, emotional, and also the added benefit of integrity. Where have I used this and where has this helped me in life? It's helped me in every area of life because wherever you go, and some of you know what I'm going to say, right? Wherever you go, that's where you are. And you have to live with you. You're born alone. And regardless of the number of loved ones around you, you're going to die alone. And you're going to have to spend all of your life with you. So how are you expressing yourself? Are you being true to your own heart? Well, we've got someone with us on the line who is going to help us understand an avenue in being able to express yourself. We have none other than an author on the line with us. And we're going to take a break very soon and come back to this author. But just before we do, this author, who is Sylvia Sharif, she is with us, and she has written a wonderful book that I can't wait to talk about. Sylvia Bryant is here. She is our guest, and she's going to help us to be able to express ourselves as she talks about her journey and her being able to write a book that is very, very expressive. I am your fill-in host for today. I am Eric S. Upchurch of ericsupchurch.com, and I am filling in for Toni Harris, the turnaround queen who is in Vermont changing lives. So in just a few moments, we are going to hear from Sylvia Bryant, the author of, as I look for the book title, her book title is, Desperation by Deceit. For those of you that are interested in the book, you can go to Amazon.com, type in Desperation by Deceit. I think that's what I said before, right? Desperation by Deceit, and of course, you can read all about it. It's going to be something that will, hey, like me, it riveted me to the page. I wanted to learn more, and so very soon we're going to be talking to our guest, Sylvia Bryant, who is the author of Desperation by Deceit. For those of you that would also like to contact me, and as well, if you're curious about what I do, if you go to my webpage at ericsupchurch.com, you can see that, of course, we are a coach, we are a public speaker, professional speaker, and yes, I'd love to help people determine what their purpose is and then to establish a business out of their purpose. As I mentioned, we also do life coaching. We help individuals to understand where they are in business, where they are in life, and we can certainly help you get to the next level. Today's show is about, yes, taking a drastic step in expressing yourself. For those of you that would like to call in, you can call in and be a part of the show at 347-989-1363. I'll give you that number again, 347-989-1363. And so we're delighted to be talking about our subject, drastic steps of expression. In fact, we have our guest on the line. Our guest is none other than Sylvia Bryant, who began writing, believe it or not, in the sixth grade. And after writing stories, she's found out that she has a gift for being able to express herself. Are you on the line with us, Sylvia?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Sylvia. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous. How are you this morning?
I am doing fabulous as well. We both are doing fabulous.
Yes, I'm looking at
your bio, and yeah. I'm very impressed. I'm impressed with the fact that you tapped into your abilities at a very young age. How did that happen?
You know, so we were given an assignment when I was in the sixth grade, and I wrote a short story called The Chocolate Factory. And it was just writing. I really didn't think I put a lot of thought into it, but the way that people responded, and as they kept calling my name, and you're 11 years old, and you got your teacher smiling at you and everybody clapping, it did something to me. So when I went home, I said, Mom, I want to be a writer. And she would say, okay. That was it. But ever since then, from poems to stories to resolutions, anything that pertained to writing, it had a moment that it took me away from anything. It takes you away to a whole different area, a whole different place, and it makes you feel good. It makes me feel really, really good.
Well, you know, our subject is taking a drastic step of expression. taking a drastic step of expression. Do you feel that writing for you is a needed and drastic step of expression? Do you get something out of it? Is it therapeutic to you?
It's very therapeutic for me. Actually, Desperation by Deceit was intentioned to be a love story. But as I started to write it, it ended up speaking more to me, as if I had to take a step back and realize areas of my life that I really needed to share with people to help people. Many times people will sweep some of their bad experiences under the rug. You don't want your family to know because people are so judgmental. And judging instead of helping can hurt you so much. So what I had to do was actually pray and be mentally prepared for really making myself transparent. And as I wrote Desperation by Deceit, it turned from being a love story between two characters of Marcus and Tara, and it became a love story between Sylvia and God, but it's going in a completely different area. Because as people read it, they're looking at these characters, they're finding themselves, and the first question I've been asked is, which one of these characters are you, and tell me about the story. So it brings them back to me, which then I can share, this is where I came from. Yes, I smile every day because I know what God can do. Many people will read the book, and as they read the language of it, will say, there is no way you can be God-fearing and write such. But there is no way. But, you know, there is.
Sylvia, why would they say that, honey? Why would they say,
because,
you know what?
Well,
No, go ahead. I'm just kidding with you. No. Go ahead.
And I know you're laughing because, yes, I know you agree with the same. It's really, we have to be mindful of, before God, we are a way that is no joke. We can be sexually promiscuous. We can be one that will cuss somebody out. We have a bad attitude. Family curses are so, so real in our lives. But we as people, we get this mindset that we become so above everybody when we start to go to church and we become so prayerful. But if we really realize we are nowhere where we need, where we should be, but we're not who we used to be. And when you take that direct approach to people, you need to do this, you need to do that, that makes people rebel. But when you really step back and be real, like, hey, I remember I did this, but God. I remember this, but God. You really have to step back and remember where you came from.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. You said so much good, really. You said so much good already. In that, okay, in the beginning, you mentioned transparency.
Yes.
You mentioned that there was a process you had to go through that prepared you to be transparent on a level that was beyond the norm.
Yeah.
And you also admitted that it's therapeutic to do that. It's therapeutic to be transparent. So tell me a little bit more about this process. How do you process yourself? What do you go through? What do you think to become more transparent?
You actually gain self-love. Because when you are not true to yourself, as you were speaking, you make this person that you really are not, and people fall in love with the unreal you. And eventually, whether you, as you're moving in life, you're going to have to face the real you. The biggest fight in life is you versus you.
You know what? I'll tell you, that is so heavy. We're going to stop right there. We're going to take a commercial break. But I need you to pick up right there. When we come back from our commercial break, all right?
Okay.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Would you like to be more up to date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays, 8:30 a.m. Central.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dreams. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
Well, we are back with Sylvia Bryant, who is the author of a wonderful book that I've had an opportunity to be introduced to. It's called Desperation by Deceit. Desperation by Deceit. Sylvia,
yes.
You mentioned something that was really powerful just before we went into break. Mm-hmm. Can you please share that again?
Yes. I was stating that one of our biggest fights is you versus you. It's us fighting ourselves. It's better to give the analogy of, if you recall, I don't know if you've ever watched cartoons, but there are some cartoons where in the midst of, you have an angel on one side and you get the devil on the other side. So the devil is reminding you where you are, where you need to stay, and what you need to do so bad. But the angel is like, no, this is you. So what happens in real life is we have two battles. We have the us that we've become so bad, and we're used to the worst. And God is showing us, no, this is where I want you to be. So a drastic step that I took that had to express myself was I had to not be that woman that I was for so many years, to show people that you don't have to be one way and you can become another. But the battle with myself was unbelievable. To have rejection. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're doing good. I just want to say that, you know, that is so powerful, the battle with yourself. Because ultimately, we are really in competition with ourselves.
Absolutely. It's when you hear some of the songs, it talks about breaking. You have to have a foundation broken in yourself. And if it's not, it's really dealing with every painful moment. We have to go back and confront abuse and confront rejection and go to alcoholism. Many times, we really have to be grateful that our mind did not snap. And in the midst of writing, there were so many moments that I could have snapped, and, you know, because
wow.
of so many different things, but I found that vice, and my passion was writing. But to prepare myself, as you stated, to take a drastic step, I had to be prepared to hear and to be judged, because I have already. I sing in the choir, and they read the book, and they're like, how can you write something about sex? How can you use such language? Because sometimes we have to reach back to pull people forward. And no one
always
looks at the person who you are now. How can you relate to me? You have people that walk
with him. I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. You know, this is a real world in which we live.
Absolutely.
And if we're going to hide in a cocoon and not embrace reality, then we're going to suffer for it. So
absolutely.
I'm celebrating and I'm applauding the fact that you were bold enough, you were brave enough to express yourself. It's very real. I mean, you describe things that are happening every day.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
It did need to be said. It needed to be said.
and desperation by deceit, we have these desperate moments, and we don't care who we hurt. We become so deceitful, and we want what we want right now. The moment someone tells us no, first of all, we go into this mind of, oh, you're not going to tell me no. I'm going to do what I have to do to get you. But in that case, there's a cause and effect of every decision we make. Every desperate decision that we make, every desperate choice, there are desperate measures that we have to face in the long run. It may feel good now, but in the end, it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad. So when the whole desperation series is about, we have so many desperate moments, and we have to be to take a step back and see, what character can I relate to? How does this help my life? Because you can have self-help, but you also have to help yourself. You have to be willing to.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but it's also necessary. It's always pain in the process. But as you read Desperation by Deceit, you'll see, okay, this is where she is now. This is where he is now. But the end result is so much better after that battle with yourself, and you're ready to become true to yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you and God. That's it.
And, you know, you see, I love this. I really do, because it has a healing quality to it. It also has an introspective quality, which I believe all of us need to look inside. We all need to look at who's sitting at our table. Who are we really? And I think that your book and even your comments are pointing towards some deeper issues that we all need to really embrace.
We do.
Your ability to really tap into this area, it's passionate. I hear your passion. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this,
sure.
Sylvia. You said that this is a series?
Yes, it is. It's a five-book series. There are so many
series. Really?
Absolutely. You don't have just one moment of desperation. Have you ever been desperate in your life?
Yes,
have you ever?
I have.
We all have. And we all have. And if we take that moment just to realize that one moment, you can't put it just in one book. There's a series because in one decision of desperation opens up so many Pandora boxes.
Mm.
And I'm being very transparent, and every Pandora box I'm going to open, you have people, again, that you will be judged. But I'm not concerned about the ones I'm judging that will judge me. I'm concerned about those women and those men that lives will be better, and they won't go through that same fire that I had to go through.
Okay.
I prefer that.
Well, let me ask you this then. Are you – okay, and I need a drum roll for this answer. Are you are you one of the characters in the book?
I'm actually in Desperation by Deceit. I'm all three.
Whoa. Wait.
I have my Cheryl moments. I've had my Tyra moments, and I definitely have my Carmen moments. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely,
wow.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So, out of that's you are something else, by the way, and I'm enjoying this. But I must ask: we only have 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
But I must ask: what is the main point that someone would get out of Desperation by Deceit?
Is to take a step back when you see that you're faced with a decision that you have to make. It's not going to always be the most comfortable when it's the right one. Sometimes uncomfortable is the best. But remember, there is a cause and effect for every decision. And before you make that decision, the only question that you need to answer is it worth it? Not for 5 minutes of happiness, but is it going to give you a lifetime of pain?
Well, great. Excellent. Listen, I want to thank you for sharing so much.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people get your book?
www.amazon.com. You can follow me with 220. I am under 220 Publishing Company, so you can see us at 220communications.com. I am on Facebook at Authoress Sylvia C. You can follow me on Twitter at Pure Enjoyment, and I'm also on LinkedIn under Authoress C. Desperation by Deceit.
Wow. It has been a pleasure meeting you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
I just, listen, I wish you all of God's best, and it
Thank
has been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Same here. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we will be speaking with Tanya Hoffman, who is an expert at public speaking. In fact, she is the founder of the Public Speaking Association. If you want to express yourself by being a public and professional speaker, Tanya is a definite connection that you need in your life, in your career, and with your business. So Tanya is going to be back with us immediately when we come back from our commercial break. You just heard Sylvia, the author of Desperation by Deceit.
The Houston Galveston Women's Business Center Small Business and Entrepreneur Leadership Conference, entitled Entrepreneurship 2.0, Taking Your Business to the Next Level, will be held September 9th through 11th at the Moody Gardens Hotel in Galveston. This event is tailor-made for women entrepreneurs. Breakout sessions will be devoted to leadership, marketing, finance, and technology. Women business owners will have the opportunity to submit business plans, interact directly with lenders, and develop relationships with business owners like themselves. With training sessions, exhibits, and a banquet, this conference provides an exciting opportunity to learn, grow, and network. To find out more or to register, please go to wbea-texas.org or call 713-681-9232.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dreams. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to be back with you. Once again, I am Eric S. Subchurch, and I am the guest host standing in for Tony Harris, the turnaround queen who is in Vermont changing lives. We, of course, want to salute her and the good work that she's doing. She's a very hardworking woman. But we also have another hardworking young lady that's with us on the air. I want to introduce many of you to none other than Tanya Hoffman, who is she is a fabulous woman. She is, the CEO of the Public Speakers Association. You will absolutely love her. She's an international and national speaker. I can't say enough good about her. And even the short time that I've known her, she's absolutely fabulous. And so I want to introduce to many of you Tanya Hoffman. Are you there, Tanya?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on.
Ah, hey, great. I'm just delighted to be able to, you know, speak with you and, of course, introduce you to the world as we may. Tanya, our show today, as you may have heard, is about drastic steps of expression. And there may be individuals out there that would say, you know what, I really want to express myself, and the best way I know how to do it would be to become a public speaker. In fact, I believe that I should be a speaker. Do you think you'd be able to help them out with that?
Yeah, you know, what I see happen to most people is they don't really own how fabulous they really are. And so I hear a lot of people that they kind of had this dream of maybe speaking on stage, or maybe they're terrified of it. And
okay. They
know that there's nothing more effective than speaking to, you know, 20 people, 30 people, whatever the amount of people in front of you, 5 people, you know. There's nothing more effective than speaking because you're instantly an expert. People always want to follow leaders, and when you stand up in front of them, you are an instant leader. And so, it's it's pretty amazing when you can start getting out of your comfort area and getting up in front of people. It's amazing what will happen for you.
Well, how long, let me ask you this, how long have you been speaking?
I've been speaking probably for about 5 years, but really on stages for the last couple of years. And, you know, I had to get over all of my fears. I was ridiculously an introvert. And
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm sorry. You just floored me. You floored me. You said that you were an introvert?
A huge introvert. And what's funny is most of my international speaker friends are all introverts. I think it's kind of what happens, you know. Most people are not a natural in front of, you know, where they just are, you know, thrive in front of people on stage. Most people force themselves to do it because they understand the ramifications of doing it, that it's such a positive movement for themselves. So, yeah, you know, I would go through whole days not speaking to one person. And it was painful. It was really painful. I started off speaking just kind of networking, you know, where you stand up and do your elevator pitch in front of 20 people. The first time that I did that, I literally forgot my name. I could not even remember my name. So people are like, yeah, Tanya, of course, you know, you say you can, you know, people should stand up, but I'm afraid. And I'm like, well, you have no idea. If I can get through it, anybody can get through it. But yeah, you know, I started speaking at, you know, little groups, you know, just kind of getting used to standing up in front of people. Elevator pitches at networking groups and chambers are great. And then slowly I decided to jump ahead and start my own first group because I figured if I'm standing in front of people every week, I was going to have to get used to standing in front of people every week. And I just kind of kept pushing myself and I started doing my own conferences. And again, that went from, you know, comfort zone of 50 people to 150 people. And I just kept on, and believe me, there were some times that I literally was about to faint. It was so bad. But you just do it anyways, and suddenly one day you're like, wow, look at that. I am not shaking anymore. I think I've got this thing pretty much under control.
Wow, that is amazing, Tanya, because I would never have known. You have such a lively personality. You have such, you know, the life and the passion that you exude. It's amazing. It's life-giving. And I never would have imagined in a million years that you were somewhat of an introvert.
Yeah, and I love when I do presentations and I get to show like a PowerPoint, I show what I look like in 05. And every time people are just, they're like, I can't believe that was you. And I'm like, I know, because even the picture says, total person that, you know, don't talk to me. I mean, the whole picture says so much. You know, it's pretty incredible to see the transformation. You know, because I started realizing one day, I saw a quote and it said, life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. I'm like, dang, this whole time I've been trying to find who I should be, and all I had to do was go create it. And so I started watching people that I really, you know, really connect with, and I'm like, wow, I want to be like her. Wow, I love what he did. And so I started developing who I wanted to create myself as, and here I am today.
Wow, excellent, excellent. So it's almost as if you found a model. You found a model, maybe even more than one model, it sounds like. And you use that model to really, you know, tap into who you wanted to develop yourself to be. And now today, you are a successful businesswoman. You speak all the time. Tell us about that.
It's a lot of fun. People ask me all the time, you know, what do I like about it? Do I like the travel? What do I like? And the travel's okay because realistically, you know, you fly into L.A., you immediately go over to the hotel, you get checked in, you know, you don't really go explore too much, unfortunately. So travel is, you know, not the most funnest part for me. Really, it's the connections to the people. You know, I get to meet so many incredible people every week. It blows me away. And then there's those times that when you get to speak, I mean, people, they have such incredible voices, right? They they have such personable stories and personalities that really people should get out there and kind of experience so much more. Well, I was at an event not too long ago in Houston, and it was funny because it was a women's event, and there were two 20-ish-year-old men there, and they were gorgeous, tall. They had good-looking shirts on. I mean, the girls were all going kind of crazy over them. And when I got through speaking, one of these young men was crying. And he came over to me, and I'm like, are you okay? And he goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, you've completely changed my life. And I'm like, how? Well, I had told him originally during my presentation that I have a speech impediment. As you heard just a few minutes ago, words get mixed up in my head and they can't come out right. And so I just told this group, well, that's his problem. And he thought he's always wanted to be a speaker and he's always wanted to kind of get his word out, but he felt like he never could because he has this speech impediment. And he's like, well, now I know I can do it. I can actually accomplish this. So that's why I do it. You know, when you can change somebody's life, change someone's business, you know, change something.
Wow.
You can't take that back, you know.
That is so powerful, Tanya. That is so powerful because, you know, I'm thinking here was this person who was an introvert, very withdrawn, didn't want to speak to anyone. But here you are, you came out of your shell. It's almost like a drastic step, you breaking out of a shell, and you're communicating with people, and now you're changing people's lives. And I imagine, where would that man have been? Where would he be without that life-changing moment?
Well, you know, and it's, you know, I had a lot, you know, like a lot of people, I had a lot of crap to get over, you know? There's a lot of stuff in my past that, you know, I for a long time, I threw out that victim's card and, you know, kept to myself because it was safe. You know, we a lot of times need to build a nice, safe wall around us. But unfortunately, that nice, safe wall is never going to change your life or anybody else's life. And so once I realized that, I realized I had to do something different. I had to change myself because that was, I was not going to be able to help the people I wanted to help if I just kept in that victim role. And so, you know, it was difficult tearing down that wall, you know, brick by brick. And literally, I just went through and I wrote down every stupid fear that I had. And, you know, some of them were pretty ridiculous, you know, men in suits. And so, you know, I went up to a man in a suit and started talking to him, you know. Whatever the – and none of them. And I'm telling y'all, please realize this. Not one of my fears of what I thought might happen ever was an actuality. And so the more I did things, the more I realized that it was just all in my head. All of the stupid things that were going on were in my head. And not one person has ever thrown a tomato at me on stage. You know, I've never had a whole room of people boo me before. You know, all those things that we do to ourselves to keep us from doing and accomplishing amazing things.
But, you know, it's amazing because I think what you're sharing right now is changing lives to those that are listening even now. Because, you know, none of those fears came to pass, as you've already mentioned. But not only that, you change someone's life. And I'm sure you can attest to this, Tanya, that when you're a speaker and you see someone dropping crocodile tears and saying that my life has changed, that is a speaker's high like no other.
Yeah, you know, you can't take that away from me, right? It's something that I was able to accomplish. And, you know, when you say, yeah, I want to go out and I want to affect one life at a time, you really can't do that. Well, why not affect 40 people at a time? It's so much easier.
Yeah, because, you know, and of course we've heard things like, well, when you're doing public speaking, just imagine that you're talking to one person. And you manage to connect with someone and change their life by being transparent, by being real, and really sharing your own story. And I think that there may be other people that are also becoming encouraged as they hear your story. And in fact, when they recognize that you have done so much and come so far from where you originally started, it really is a success story.
Yeah, you have to take action. You have to take those drastic steps. You know, people always, well, how do you, you know, how are you accomplishing things? Because realistically, when in 05, when I started networking, I kind of overdo everything that I do. So I joined 52 networking groups, associations, and chambers of commerce that year.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And because I felt like if I don't, and I don't really get myself out there, I'm not going to learn what it's going to take to make something happen. And for me, it ended up being a lot of fun after I got over a lot of issues and fears. I really started pushing myself to accomplish some things. But unfortunately, there's the groups of people that I knew back in 05, they unfortunately are either out of business or they are in the same position of success that they were back in 05 as today.
Wow.
And because I think most people are very comfortable where they are and they stop challenging themselves. And once you stop challenging yourself, everything stops. So my husband and I have a rule that we're not allowed to be comfortable. And sure, there are some days I'm like, okay, today I need a comfort day. But on the whole, it's about being uncomfortable. I mean, even 2 days ago, I did something that was ridiculously scaring me. And I mean, even today I find things, you know, and it was something silly. I mean, I do a lot of webinars, but I've never done it live where people can see me. And so I'm like, okay, obviously this is an issue for me. I keep avoiding it. And so sometimes you don't really realize that you've got an issue with something until you realize you're just kind of avoiding doing it. And so I made myself do it, and I got a great response. And people were like, oh, I love seeing you this time. And I'm like, oh, good, you know. So, even now I got to still push myself.
And that, you know, you bring up such a wonderful point. I think that's a good point. What we're going to do is we want to talk about the pushing yourself element when we come back from our commercial break. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We've got a lot more coming here with Tanya Hoffman of the Public Speakers Association.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Katz. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayustetis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayustetis.com. That's Linda, B-A-L-L-E-S-T-E-R-O-S.com.
Listen to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get the courage to take drastic steps outside your comfort zone to achieve your dreams. Learn from successful entrepreneurs from around the globe. Overcome obstacles and become unstoppable. A special feature of Drastic Steps is Talk to Tony, where she will offer on-the-spot life and business coaching. The Drastic Steps with Tony Harris show will motivate, inspire, educate, and transform your personal and professional life and move you to greatness.
Well, we, of course, are back with, I tell you, the inimitable Tanya Hoffman, whose enthusiasm is, I tell you, is contagious. I love speaking with her. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you can feel the life and just the passion that she has. Tanya, just before we went to commercial break, you mentioned how we need to push ourselves. You need to take it to the next level. And for those people who want to express themselves through speaking, they may have had an opportunity to notice a talent or a skill or even just a tiny bit of comfort level, tiny comfort level in being able to speak. In taking it to the next level, in actually thinking of starting a business doing this or making a living doing this, let me ask you a question, Tanya.
Okay.
Can a person go from being an introvert to actually having a business where they speak for a living?
Absolutely. I mean, I guess I'm the perfect example, you know. There's different philosophies out there. So I'm going to tell you mine because I don't really care about anybody else's. So my philosophy is that everybody has an incredible voice that needs to be heard. And how dare anybody tell anyone that they can't or they shouldn't. There's a lot of people out there that are, in quotation marks, professional speakers. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're struggling. They're really, really struggling in the marketplace because people don't want professional speakers anymore. They want real speakers. They want real people. They want real information. They want real connections. And those who can stand up and talk real and give real value on whatever it is that you want to speak on, you will make a huge headway. Now, the speaking world has changed drastically in the last 3 years, and even more so in the last year. And so you do have to keep up with how things are changing. The people that are wanting just to get paid to speak, so, hey, you know, Eric, I would love to have you come and speak at our event. Here's, you know, $2,500. I'm going to pay for your travel expenses. You fly in, you speak for an hour, you're done, you walk away. That model is almost gone. There's still some out there. You know, I just hired on a speakers bureau to represent me, to get me into some more paid to speak. And I will take those because they're great. You know, it's free marketing for you. But the reality is nowadays you have to have a business where you're utilizing speaking to market your business. So it's no longer you just, you know, kind of an employee mentality where someone just pays you and you come and do something. It's now you go do something for free, and I put free in quotation marks because it's part of your marketing budget. And people are like right now going, well, I don't even have a marketing budget. Well, it's just part of what you do to get the word out about yourself and about your business. So I find a lot of people like, oh, I just want to be a motivational or inspirational speaker. That's great, but there's not as many opportunities for that because, again, people don't want to just be motivated or inspired. They want to walk away with something. So nowadays, you really do need to have some type of business platform. I mean, I love showing people and helping them create a business that uses speaking to market it because there's a lot of moving parts to that. So, yeah. And that's really why I started the Public Speakers Association, because there wasn't a group out there that connects other people together, other speakers, so that you can find out about opportunities and learn the marketing, learn the sales process,
learn how to create
products, you know, all of those nuances to what the speaking world is today. Because most speaking engagements now are free, where you pay for everything. You pay your own expenses, but I'll take those any days because it's just marketing my business. Plus, instead of getting paid $2,500, if I could sell $20,000 at the back of the room, well, which would you take?
Exactly. I'll take the $20,000. And, you know, you said so much that I'm sure has piqued the interest of many listeners out there. Can you give the contact information where someone could find out how they could join the Public Speakers Association? And, tell Eric Upchurch sent them to you.
Yes, and everyone, if you do not know Eric, oh, my gosh, you are missing out. You have got to get connected to this fabulous man. You're starting up the Milwaukee area group for the Public Speakers Association, so I'm super excited about that. All I knew about Milwaukee was Laverne and Shirley.
There's a lot more to Milwaukee than that, believe me.
Right. So the website is Public Speakers with an S, association.com. And you can find out all the information on there. If you're wanting to reach me or like to book me to speak, you can go to my personal website, which is Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, H-O-F, like Frank, M-A-N-N, two N's, .com. And, yes, my Hoffman is spelled with one F, two N's, because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right, so I'm kind of stuck with it.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Tonya, for being a guest on the show. You are just a ball of life. You're inspiration personified. And it is my desire that the Public Speakers Association, that it grows and continues to go all around the world. I want to thank you for joining me today.
I really appreciate you having me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this has been a show about you taking a drastic step to expressing what is within you. Whether it's you dealing with some of the personal issues, doing the introspection, doing the inner soul searching that our first guest, Sylvia Bryant, mentioned, or whether it's you stepping out, breaking out of your shell, and actually taking your expression seriously. And that is by becoming a public speaker and learning the new rules of the game as the market has changed, whether you're at one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum, it's about you expressing yourself and you being true to who you are. If you haven't discovered this yet, you are an answer waiting to be applied to a problem. You are the solution that many individuals are waiting for. They need to hear your story. They need to hear what you think and how you feel. And by your expressing that, it's going to make you feel better emotionally, physically. But it's also going to help the person that desperately needs to hear what you have to say. You may feel as if, you know, I don't have anything of value. I don't have anything to say. Well, what is your story? In fact, you know what I'm going to do? For those of you that are listening to me, I want to do something. For those of you that are listening, I want you to send me your story in an MP3. Just record it on your computer. Give me your story, okay? Because I want to play your story. I want to prove to you that what you have to say is valuable. And to others, I want to prove to you that you can be a public speaker and that you can take it to the next level. I want you to send it to upchurch343@gmail.com. Okay, that's just a general. In fact, That is a general email address where you could send your MP3. I want to hear your story, okay? I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to put it on the air. So give me a story. Those of you that are listening, I don't care how ridiculous you think it is. I don't care, hey, as long as it's not obscene. I don't care whether you value your story or not. Let me hear your story, and let's let others tell you how valuable your story is. This is Eric Upchurch. It's been wonderful being with you, standing in for Tony Harris, the Turnaround Queen. Today is a great day to live the rest of your life.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Taking Drastic Steps with Tony Harris, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.